Hello, everyone. We are live. Amanda Grace here with you tonight, April 7th, 2026. Big day. We're going to talk about it, but there is a lot happening right now and unfolding at a rapid pace. Welcome to all of you coming in the United States and around the world. I see London right off the bat, London, UK. Welcome to our international audience coming in. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us tonight. I see North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Dominican Republic. God bless you both. Very happy to have you on with us tonight. Queen Creek, Arizona, Callaway, Maryland, and Kentucky. God bless all of you. San Francisco, California, I see as well. Windermere, Florida. God bless you both. Very happy to have you with us. Today is Poppy Loves Jesus 14th anniversary. So God bless you on this very special day. I see Paulson, Montana, Buffalo, New York, as well as Tennessee and North Dakota. God bless you both. I see Long Island, New York. Hello to our Long Islanders, our neighbors in New York, our wonderful viewers in the boroughs. Very happy to have you with us on tonight. Let's see, Norway. God bless our wonderful viewers in Norway. Very happy to have you on. Quebec, Canada as well, I see. We love our viewers in Canada. God bless all of you coming on. I see Virginia. I see Manchester, England. God bless you. Very happy to have all of our viewers in England jumping on tonight as well. I see Washington State, Delray Beach, Florida, Connecticut as well. God bless all of you. Oklahoma, otherwise known as Tulsa, Jerusalem. I see that. God bless you. Very happy to have you on with us. Let's see who else. Minnesota as well. God bless you. Very happy to have you on with us. West Virginia, Shreveport, Louisiana, I see. Flagler Beach, Florida. God bless all of you. Very happy to have you on with us. San Pedro, California. Delray Beach, Florida. God bless you. In Ohio, I see as well. God bless all of you. I see Omaha, Nebraska. Toronto, Canada. South Louisiana as well. God bless all of you. Texas. Hello to all our wonderful viewers in Texas. We have a large audience in Texas. God bless all of you. Very happy to have you with us. Northern Ontario, Canada, Mississippi, and Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. God bless all of you. Mora, New York, as well as El Paso, Texas. God bless all of you. And I see Idaho. God bless you as well. Very happy to have you with us. I also see Kansas City, Missouri, Colorado, and Maine. So God bless all of you jumping in right now. Hello to our moderators as well, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. We are going to open up in prayer because things are unfolding at a rapid pace this very hour as the clock is ticking down on this situation between the United States and Iran. So we're going to open up in prayer. And then after prayer, I'm going to briefly set the tone for tonight and what is unfolding. And we have a power-packed night, praise the Lord. There is a lot I'm going to be breaking down that has been unfolding. There are people confused right now about certain things that are going on too in the tone President Trump is taking. We are going to break it all down for you tonight. So let's open up in prayer, give this over to the Lord, and then we are going to be off and running prophetically tonight. Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Father, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Lord, we humble ourselves before you this day as we come before your courts with thanksgiving and praise, saying, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Forgive us of every way we sin and fall short. We all sin and fall incredibly short of the glory of God. Father, we just praise you that your word says it is written that your mercies are new every single day. And we acknowledge you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, to the earth, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And Father, we praise you that at the cross, Christ disarmed principalities and powers. He blotted out ordinances. He defeated hell, death, and the grave. He miraculously rose again. He ascended to be with the Father, where he rules and reigns at the right hand of the Father forevermore. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the name above all names, and our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, let the weight of your glory, your power, your presence, the conviction of who you are, mightily move in this place that people would tangibly feel your presence tonight. Let the conviction of the Lord go forth tonight, Father God. Lord, let people feel the holiness and the weight of who you are. There is none like you. There is none that could ever match you, Father. Lord, I ask you, go before us tonight. Be our front and rear guard. Order this broadcast, Father God. Order our steps. Order my words, Father, as we mightily go forth in you. Fill us in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Help us to see from your perspective what is happening, Father God. Lord, for you, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me, Father, the humble privilege of being a vessel of your power. Allow our team that humble privilege, Father, as we mightily go forth in you. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you send your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions right now to surround the skies, the land above and below, north, south, east, and west, to guard against every dimensional access point as we go forth tonight, Father. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over and rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, interference, violence, slander, intimidation, bullying, threat, witchcraft, smote, enchantment, dark arts, dark magic, and any form of weaponized demonic activity sent against us. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ, and we command by the holy fire of God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that is all dismantled, destroyed, disabled, scattered, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it casts back, Father God, to the areas you have designated for such, Father God, to be blocked from returning or having anything sent to this place, Father. Lord, you sit on the highest throne. You judge the matters of men and nations, Father God. We are but dust without your breath of life in us. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, Father. You are holy. You are righteous, Father God. You are Jehovah's Tsidkenu, our righteousness, Father God. Lord, we praise you that you are our banner, our strong tower, our deliverer, that you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. You are he who liveth and died, and behold, you are alive forever. More. You are righteous. You are holy, Father God. Lord, let the weight of the conviction of the holiness of who you are in this hour go out. Father, the joy of the Lord, the justice of Yahweh has gone out into the earth. Father, you say, why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? I, the Lord, will hold them in derision. Father, your word says that you laugh at the wicked, Father God. Lord, we praise you, Lord, Father, that nothing takes you by surprise. And this very hour, Father God, your plans, your purposes, and your will is going to prevail. We praise you. We thank you. We give you all the glory tonight, Father God. Take it all for yourself, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Welcome to those of you who were jumping on during prayer. Very happy to have you with us tonight. I was just getting a big swig of water before we start, because I'm going to be doing a lot of talking. So I want to make sure I'm good and ready for this, for what's about to happen. So welcome to those of you who have just jumped on. I want to set the tone for tonight. There is a lot rapidly unfolding at a rapid pace this hour with what is happening between the United States and Iran on Passover of all times. Passover goes till April 9th. This is all unfolding within the time of Passover. I am also going to tell you too that if you could, first of all, if you could share this broadcast and like and subscribe, we would very much appreciate it. Towards the end of the broadcast, We are going to get a White House update here on Ark of Grace Ministries because Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer of the White House Office of Faith is going to come on and brief us given what is unfolding at the White House this very hour. So that will be towards the end of the broadcast. So please stay on for that. Now, let's get into tonight because we have a lot to break down about what is unfolding, why it is unfolding, and why we have witnessed what we have witnessed right now between the United States and Iran. So I want to begin by reading Psalm 47. We're in the 47th presidency. I'm going to read Psalm 47, and this is what it says. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout to God with the voice of triumph and songs of joy. For the Lord Most High is to be feared. He is a great king over all the earth. He subdues peoples under us and nations under our feet. He chooses our inheritance for us, the glory and excellence of Jacob, whom he loves. God is ascended amid shouting, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth, sing praises in a skillful psalm and with understanding. God reigns over the nations, God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the people have gathered together as the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted. I find that interesting that in Psalm 47, the Lord says, God has ascended amid shouting, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. And we watch what is unfolding in the 47th presidency. I just saw Malaysia jump on, by the way. God bless our viewers in Malaysia. I just saw them come on at the beginning of the live. So let's break this down. There's a lot unfolding here prophetically. There are patterns emerging. There are biblical parallels that are aligning in this time that we have to take notice of because we are watching more and more within the earth biblical parallels align to what is happening globally. Why? Because we are racing towards the events of Ezekiel, Daniel, and the latter book of Revelation. So more and more as we get closer to that, you will watch biblically parallels align with what is unfolding within the earth. So we're going to put up the first article. Trump vows U.S. will strike Iran's power plants, bridges if Strait of Hormuz is not reopened. Tuesday will be power plant day and bridge day, all wrapped up into one in Iran, Trump's post read. There will be nothing like it. And he went on to say a few other expletives and things of that nature that we are going to unpack for you. I will say this, though, whatever tirade President Trump released on Sunday, which was 4-5, April 5th, is between him and the Lord. And how the Lord deals with that. But we're going to unpack it because there's more to it than meets the eye. The media is melting down over it. And there is way more to such a tirade than meets the eye. And we are going to break that down for you. You know, I believe that the praise be to Allah that was put, right? I canceled that in Jesus' name, but that's what was put in, you know, in the post. That President Trump was attempting to mock them, right, on the day that Christ rose victoriously from the dead. But I'm not sure Resurrection Sunday was the day to do that. And the Lord also says you should have no other gods before me. I understand what was going on there. And we will get deeper into that because there was a tactic there that actually has a biblical principle tied to it that we are going to unpack for you. There is scripture connected to this that we will unpack for you. And I will tell you this, President Trump is in a position few of us will ever feel the weight and consequence of having to send troops into another nation, having to weigh the wickedness of an entire regime and removing it against doing nothing and taking our chances on whether Iran would launch an attack on us. So the weight of that, few of us will ever feel. These political pundits, these conservative podcasters do not have access to the whole picture or all the intelligence where it is all at once laid out for you to see on a table, bare, raw, and real of what is truly going on in the Middle East, within Iran, and within Twelver Shia Islam, which is what the regime of Iran was subjugated to, what they worshipped. They followed Twelver Shia Islam. If you don't know what that is, well, in a nutshell, they believe the Mahdi, the 12th Imam, has been in hiding since about 9:30, I think, 9:30 AD or after Christ. And that means he's the champion of hide and go seek. And they believe that every last drop of Jewish blood, as well as the United States of America, has to be shed to bring the Imam out of hiding, the Mahdi, to restore justice to the world. This is what they believe. So I'm just giving you that in a nutshell. But I do want to show you something about the timeline here. There is something profound about the timeline and how all of this was laid out. And I'm going to break it down for you. Right now. So President Trump issues this tirade, right, this message and this timetable on April 5th, 4-5, right? That's when he issues it, 4-5-45, which happened to be his first presidency as well. In this message, he calls Tuesday, which is today, Power Plant Day, which is 4-7 or 47, which is the presidency we are in. Now, if you take those two dates, when he said it, and when he's saying he was going to execute that plan, we have it for you, I believe, to put up on the screen. We're going to show you because there's something hidden within this, right? So April 5th, 4-5, right, is when he gives the warning. He was the 45th president. The message calls Tuesday Power Plant Day, April 7th or 4-7. We are in the 47th presidency right now. 4-5-4-7. Or 9-1-1. So the date he issues the warning and the date he claims the deadline is where he's going to go after the power infrastructure of Iran actually equals 9-11. I don't think that is a mistake. I believe this 9-1-1 theme we will see continue through his entire presidency. It keeps coming back up. It keeps recircling. It happened with the Ayatollah as well. Rosh Hashanah this year begins on 9-11. We are watching this 9-11 theme through his entire presidency. Now, the 47th president, President Trump, the 47th president on the day 4-7 is warning he will take out Iran's power plants, which is during Passover. And the Ayatollah's regime reigned 47 years before it fell. So you have 47th president on 4-7 is warning he's going to take down the power plants, and he's already taken down a regime that lasted 47 years. And on top of it, those dates, 4-5 and 4-7, happen to equal 9-1-1. So a literal Passover 9-1-1 is the theme of what we are watching unfold with the U.S., the administration, and Iran. We are literally watching this unfold before our very eyes. Now, on top of it, Revelation 4:7, 47 says, the first living creature was like a lion, the second creature like an ox, the third creature had the face of a man, and the fourth creature was like a flying eagle. Interestingly enough, Israel's operation was roaring lion, right? The Lord has called Netanyahu an ox. And then you had the third living creature, the face of a man, and the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle, and the eagle is the symbolism for America. I find that very interesting that that is Revelation 4:7. What I'm saying is what we see biblically, we are seeing more and more parallels emerge within the earth as we get closer and closer to the latter events of the book of Revelation. Now, it's very interesting what's unfolding, because I ran for the War of Ezekiel to take place. Iran, otherwise known as Persia, helps lead the vast army in Ezekiel 38 against Israel. Persia is one of the ringleaders of the Ezekiel 38 war. In fact, Ezekiel 38 verses 9 through 11, 9-11 says, "You will go up against them. You will come like a storm. You shall be like a cloud covering the land, you and all your troops and many peoples with you. Thus says the Lord God, it will come about on that day that thoughts will come into your mind, and you will devise an evil plan. And you will say, I will go up against an open country. I will come against those who are at rest and peaceful, who live securely, all of them living without walls, having neither bars nor gates." Interestingly enough, if the entire leadership of Iran is taken out, and Iran ended up installing a different type of regime, Israel would live more securely, which would then be the cobblestones in the path that will ultimately lead to the war of Ezekiel. So I'm just saying, we're watching all of these pieces in this hour shift and move around for good reason. So the fact that, as well, we keep seeing 9/11 within these events come up as a theme is like an impending arrow of warning at these latter events that are to come. Now, the Strait of Hormuz is a contention right now. President Trump has given Iran until 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time to make a deal and to open the Strait of Hormuz. And if that doesn't happen, apparently the power plants of Iran, amongst other infrastructures, are going to be decimated. This is all unfolding, this showdown on Passover. I want you to think about this for a second. Now, I just want to check something very fast before I say this, because I think it's worth noting about President Trump. Okay, I'm just checking something here. Just something I want to tell you. Okay. Is he going to turn? Let me see. Current term ends. Okay. So this year, if I'm not mistaken, he turns 80 years old. If somebody could check that for me, but I think this year, President Trump turns 80 years old. We are watching this showdown between President Trump and Iran happen during Passover. When Moses went up against Pharaoh, he was 80 years old. When he was called back to Egypt by Almighty God, he was 80 years old. Interestingly enough, this year we are watching during Passover the showdown between President Trump and Iran. And it has the imagery. It has the parallels. It has some alignments, right? To how we watch the showdown between Moses and Pharaoh unfold on Passover. So this year, I believe this June, he turns 80, if I'm not mistaken. This June, President Trump turns 80. But I'm telling you, it's not a mistake. This is all unfolding during Passover, right? This is all, this started on Purim, 2 days before Purim. The Ayatollah, right, is taken down and is killed. This has gone the entire 30-day window between Purim and Passover, and now the showdown literally is happening during Passover. And part of it is over the Strait of Hormuz. Now, I want to play this clip for you from April 16th, 2024, what I had said back then about the Strait of Hormuz, because praise the Lord, we're watching it unfold now. So, this strait, the Strait of Hormuz, is going to become a point of contention between Iran and European nations and Israel. It is going to become a point of contention more and more. This is going to become a hotbed near this strait. So just remember Strait of Hormuz, okay? it was going, yes, to become a battle. So I had said this April 16th, 2024, about the Strait of Hormuz. And this whole showdown now is happening over the Strait of Hormuz. And so this is what the huge point of contention is, besides not having nuclear weapons, that is between the United States and Iran. Now, we're going to put up the next article for you, because there was a lot that President Trump said over the past few days. So over Good Friday into Resurrection Sunday into today, we have watched a lot be unloaded publicly. Now, this is what it says. Trump warns whole civilization will, be no more tonight as Iran official urges human chains around power plants. I don't want that to happen, but it probably will, the president noted. A whole civilization will be no more tonight, never to be brought back again. I don't want that to happen, but it probably will, Trump declared in the Post. However, now that we have complete and total regime change, where different, smarter, and less radicalized minds prevail, maybe something revolutionarily wonderful can happen. Who knows? We will find out tonight. One of the most important moments in the long and complex history of the world. 47 years of extortion, corruption, and death will finally end. God bless the great people of Iran, he added. He's referencing the 47. On 4/7, he's referencing the 47 years as the 47th president. Now, we have another article to show you, and then we're going to break some things down for you. Trump deadline for Iran ticks closer as Islamic Republic rejects temporary ceasefire. And President Trump said his administration is in the midst of tough talks amid a deadline with Iran, in which he has threatened to target the country's energy infrastructure. On Tuesday, Trump declined to say how he was feeling about the impasse. I can't tell you because right now we're in heated negotiations, he told Fox News. Now, if they don't come to a deal, and tonight, President Trump, on Passover, attacks their energy infrastructure and plunges Iran into darkness. I want you to remember that in the book of Exodus, the 9th plague on Egypt, before the Passover, was total darkness. Total darkness for days was the 9th plague. Passover happens to end April 9th this year. And it's interesting, just I'm saying the symbolism and the biblical parallels that we are watching unfold in this time. We will see if they make a deal. Nobody knows yet. 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time is the deadline, according to President Trump. Now, I will say this because a lot of people are upset about some of the posts President Trump put out. And I'm going to break this down for you. They're upset about the expletives, which I'm not a fan of expletives, but they're upset about what was said about Allah. The media is having a meltdown over it. We are going to break all of this down for you. So, Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, "Silence in the face of evil is still evil." And President Trump definitely is not remaining silent, though his speech may seem harsh, off the rails, and erratic. Now, evil men don't listen to please stop. They don't listen to please don't kill your people. Please don't have nuclear weapons. To get evil madmen to stop, you have to sound crazier than them, that they actually have to believe you are capable of doing crazier things than even them. What he is attempting to do is he is trying to speak their language, whether the pundits want to recognize that or not. When you're speaking to a madman, you have to sound like an even greater madman. They don't listen to, please stop. Please don't do this. Please put down your weapons. No, you have to seem crazier than them, that they actually get the picture of, oh my gosh, he's actually going to do this. He's even crazier than we are. This is what is happening. He is speaking their language at this moment. And I know it's harsh. And I know it's not words some of us would choose. And I know it's not you know, politically correct. But when you're dealing with madmen, you can't be any of those things in that moment. I'm going to tell you, too, Trump is a president that hates war. He doesn't revel in it. You can tell by his speech this is stressing him to even have to do this. But he also has seen all the evidence and understands it far better than the pundits. He has seen all the intelligence, all laid out before him. He understands the whole picture far better than any political pundit could, because they don't have the security clearance that he has. When President Trump is dealing with Iran or with Russia, or with any other nation where you're dealing with somebody that has the capability of being a madman, Trump is not going to speak to them like a pastor. Why? Because of something scriptural. The reason why he's not going to speak to them like a pastor, we can find it in scripture. Let's go to Genesis 16:12. By the way, 16:12, 16 plus 12 equals 28. This has to do with our next election as well. Genesis 16:12. He, Ishmael, the word Islam is hidden in the word Ishmael. He, Ishmael, will be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against every man continually fighting, and every man's hand against him, and he will dwell in defiance of all his brothers. That is the character, psychological description of Ishmael and of those that serve radical Islam. He will be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against every man continually fighting, and every man's hand against him. Now, what does it mean that he'll be a wild donkey? Unhinged, untamed, rebellious, erratic. A wild donkey will not heed an order, will not heed and submit to order until it is first broken. President Trump is speaking the language of Ishmael to them, whether we like it or not. He is actually speaking the language of Ishmael at them because that is what they understand. When you're dealing with a wild donkey, you're not going to handle them like a tamed farm animal. When you're dealing with a wild donkey, you're going to use more force. You're going to use more dominance. You are going to go in a way that that wild donkey knows you mean business. You're not going to go in with a carrot for a wild donkey that is rebellious and doesn't trust anyone and try to lead them with that. No, you are going in with a harness and with a whip, and you're going in order to subdue it. This is what's happening. He's speaking the language of Ishmael. In this hour, in this time, he's speaking to them in a way that they would understand. He's speaking to a wild man. He's speaking to madmen. And he's doing it in a tone that they are going to know that he is serious. That is what they're missing. I'm not saying I like swearing. I'm not saying I don't like those things. You know, I don't like them. A lot of people don't like them. But he's dealing with crazy people who are indoctrinated by demons, who are wild donkeys because they come from Ishmael. And they have to be dealt with a certain way. David, we're going to get to that in a moment, had to act a certain way to deal with the Philistines. He's not a pastor. He is a leader. Speak in Ishmael's language to get Ishmael to understand that if they do not submit, that they are going to be plunged into darkness. You know how you get a wild man to submit? You act even more wild than them. And you make their wildness look tame in their eyes. You go beyond the plumb line. that they're willing to go. And that's how you deal with it. Now, President Trump noted the 47-year regime, that this would happen on 4-7 while he's the 47th president. He initially says on 4-5 he's going to do this, and that on 4-7 it's going to happen, which equals 9-11. So we are watching a dealing with Ishmael and a judgment on Ishmael during a Passover 9-1-1 potentially unfolding before our very eyes the way this has lined up. Now, interestingly enough, before we all saw all of these things that are posted, because you're dealing with Ishmael in this moment, and you have to deal with Ishmael a certain way in a certain tone. Now, I want to give you another example from the Bible. I perceive this to be the Holy Spirit dropping this in my spirit this very moment. When Sarah came to Abraham, because she realized that Ishmael was going to destroy Isaac if they didn't do something, what came of that is Ishmael heavy-handed by Abraham, by instruction of God, was sent away, was dealt with heavily because of what he was capable of. Now, something else occurred over the weekend that I want to go over with you briefly. And we're going to go over this quickly. Okay, so let's put up the article here. Thank you. U.S. Special Forces rescue second F-15 Airman 2C-130s destroyed on the ground. U.S. Special Forces managed to rescue a second airman, which had been stranded in Iran since April 3rd, 2026, when his F-15 was shot down over Iran. The other crew member, reportedly the pilot, had already been rescued just hours after the aircraft was down. A race against time then ensued, with both U.S. and Iranian forces racing to find the other crew member. The F-15E weapons systems officer, Iranian authorities had reportedly offered a cash bounty to whomever was able to locate him. And the combat search and rescue operation for the second airman unfolded during the night of April 4th to April 5th, and it involved a large number of air assets operating in Iranian airspace. Now, let me give you the timeline here for this, because this is something else that is prophetic, how this all unfolded. Now, the plane gets shot down on Good Friday, the day Jesus Christ dies for our sins at Calvary, takes on our punishment, pays the price in full, right? The Greek word is tetelestai. And then Christ, what happens then, is in the tomb for 3 days. So the plane goes down on Friday. The second officer, right, is still missing. And this airman, this officer, sent a radio transmission, his first one. And the first radio transmission he sent is that God is good. And then he goes and hides in a cave, and he hides away, right? Goes down on Good Friday, hides away in a cave. Then on Resurrection Sunday, the day triumphantly Christ arose from the grave, defeated hell, death, and the grave, this U.S. airman is rescued from Iran from behind enemy lines and emerges from this cave with his life. And we think this is just coincidence. We think it's all, no, it's not. We are watching these things align for a reason. The power of Almighty God is at work within the earth, and events occurring are aligning with his word to draw global attention to his word in this hour. In fact, Mark 16, 4 through 5, right? Because it was on 4, 5 that he was rescued. It says, looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, though it was extremely large. Entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right, wearing a long, stately white robe, and they were amazed and bewildered. Now, moving on, we're going to put up for you a Fox News article. So that was a miraculous, incredible rescue that aligned with the events with Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday, and we give all glory to God, and we bless our servicemen and women that went in on that mission in order to retrieve that airman behind enemy lines. Now, this is something else that's happening. Trump slams NATO as a paper tiger and rebukes Pacific allies for lack of support against Iran. Now, This has been intensifying between President Trump and NATO. President Donald Trump called out NATO, and he had called out also several countries for not assisting U.S. forces with the war with Iran. In a sharp rebuke of NATO, Trump called the Intergovernmental Military Alliance of 32 member states a paper tiger. Now, why is this important? I'm going to give you the word of the Lord from May 8th, 2025. Word of the Lord, it says, in this time, says the Lord, that shall and will be thrown down, says the Lord. For I, the Lord, am sovereign. I sit on the highest throne. Leaders of the nation of the earth, paper doll leaders that have been a mirage, a prop, a ruse. I shall shake you in this hour, says the Lord, and I shall break chains of oppression and attrition in these nations that have bound them for decades, says the Lord. The Lord called them paper doll leaders. Right? And then President Trump comes out now and calls NATO a paper tiger. And what has unfolded with NATO before our very eyes. Now, we have another article for you, because in the middle of what is happening, like I said, 8 p.m. is this deadline, and we need to continue to pray. Something unfolded at the UN within the past few hours, I believe it was. But Russia, China veto UN resolution aimed at reopening the Strait of Hormuz hours before Trump deadline. Caroline Levitt says only the president knows what he will do as Iran faces an 8 p.m. Eastern time deadline. Now, it says Russia and China vetoed a UN Security Council resolution Tuesday aimed at reopening the Strait of Hormuz just hours before President Donald Trump's deadline for Iran to cease threatening the key waterway. Now, I'm going to read to you two things here, two words from the Lord having to do with this. And then we're going to go to our White House update. And then I'm going to come back and talk to you about this madman theory. This is the progression that we're going to go in here. But November 20th, 2025, word of the Lord. Crisis at the UN, says the Lord. Crisis. High security stakes, says the Lord. As the UN is about to get itself caught in a bear trap, that's capital. As the bear trap snaps, says the Lord, a red dragon shall rear up from the Far East, China. We are watching this high security stakes with China, with the UN, unfold in the midst of what's happening with Iran. And March 2nd, 2026, in that broadcast, I had said, we need to intercede and pray because a Goliath has fallen in the Middle East, which means a Saul is going to try and stir up trouble. Watch Turkey, watch Russia, watch China, watch North Korea. Those were the four nations that I had given at the beginning of March to watch as all of this unfolded. Now, because of the intensity of what's happening right now at the White House, and because we have this deadline looming, we are going to go further in a little bit into this strategy. We're going to talk about something David did when it came to the Philistines, and how it has parallels to what President Trump is doing right now. But we have a very special guest with us to give us a White House update. Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer of the White House Office of Faith is here. I just saw him come on. So we're going to bring him on. We're going to get the update, and then we will come back and talk more about this strategy of President Trump's. So we're going to bring Pastor Jackson on. Hello, Pastor Jackson.
Hey, hey, Amanda. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Having a lot of fun, you know, shaking things up in my life. I'm running for Congress now, as you know. So, goodness gracious.
And you know what? We can use people like Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer in Congress. I have to say that. We can use upstanding men right now in Congress, given what's unfolding.
Yes, yes, yes. And it's probably why one of the reasons that I'm running, actually, because, you know, President Trump is doing such an incredible job with what I call the Great American Comeback.
Yes.
And our nation is coming back, but President Trump needs reinforcements in Washington, D.C., people that are in Congress and in the Senate who will help advance his America First agenda rather than trying to hinder it, which we've got too many people trying to hinder that. So, yeah, be praying for me as I'm on this new adventure.
Oh, we will absolutely pray for you, Pastor Jackson. I was very happy when I saw that you were running. And you also are a part of the White House Office of Faith. There's a lot unfolding in this hour, yeah, as we are watching what's happening with Iran. So I want to get your thoughts on that, being that you are part of the Office of Faith.
Yeah, you know, it's an incredible honor to be able to serve on the National Faith Advisory Board and then the White House Faith Office. And I think that speaks volumes to our president, who is, you know, juggling the world right now, mm-hmm, right? He's got the thing in Iran. He's got all the other issues that you were alluding to earlier with NATO, and just it's a complex thing that is taking place. And so I believe President Trump is very wise and very smart. But in order to navigate these uncharted waters, mm-hmm, he needs more than mere human wisdom.
Amen.
Human input. He needs divine insight and revelation, which only comes from the counsel of the Lord. And so part of our role is to pray for the president.
Yes.
And to make sure that he's being lifted up in prayer because of the weight of the decisions, mm-hmm, that he is making. And so, you know, this last week, we were back at the White House and having lunch with the president, which was, you know, always fun. He's a funny guy, regardless of what the media mm-hmm tries to portray him as, this angry madman, right? I think mm-hmm you said
yes
a second ago. Mm-hmm. And he's actually very funny, very calculated, very intentional.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a president that wants pastors at the White House to literally lay hands on him, I mean, you
yes
talk about a position of humility. Most world leaders don't want to take that type of position. But this president wants people of faith praying for him. And then he, you know, asks questions. What do you think about this? What do you think about that?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a great time to be alive. And yes, we have complex things in front of us, mm-hmm, but I'm very grateful that our God has
Amen
raised up President Trump for such a mm-hmm time as this.
Let me ask you, Pastor Jackson, what do you think the political pundits miss, right, on both sides of the aisle when it comes to President Trump's strategy right now and what he's doing?
Well, I think they probably have never read The Art of a Deal. You know,
that's true. They probably never read it. That's true.
If you've read The Art of the Deal, you kind of probably know exactly what President Trump is doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so political pundits, they view everything through the lens of, is this politically correct or is this politically advantageous?
Yes.
Does this help us politically? Mm-hmm. And so sometimes you may take a different maneuver if you're President Trump in order to accomplish your greater purpose. And so, yes, I understand it is not popular politically to have gas prices that are higher than what they were. It's not popular mm-hmm politically to be over in the Middle East again fighting another war.
Mm-hmm.
But I think President Trump has a bigger end game in sight, and that is to decapitate and to end the evil regime that has
yes
plagued the Persian people for 47 years, has been at war with us for 47
yes
years.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the moment, there may be like, this doesn't seem politically wise.
Mm-hmm.
But I think President Trump is looking at the long-term reality
yes mm-hmm
that we'll be able to look back and say, I'm so glad we did that.
You know, it's interesting. This is all unfolding, the showdown on Passover. I had just mentioned this, but we are literally watching the culmination of this between President Trump and the leadership of Iran on Passover. I don't think that's a coincidence.
You know, as a follower of Jesus, I've learned there's no such thing
that's
as
right
a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's hard to put into perspective, but,
yes,
you know, we call this the providence of God. Most of us, we look at the miracles of God. You know, that gets us really excited because a miracle is divine interruption into the natural, right? A
yes
blind eye opening up.
Mm-hmm.
But providence is God's unseen hand that is always working and always moving. And you see that really clearly in the book of Esther, which
yes
never even mentions mm-hmm God. You know, a lot of people, like, the book never mentioned God, but it's in the Bible. Book never mentions God.
It doesn't.
But the unseen hand of God mm-hmm is all over the pages of that book. And that's what we're seeing right now. We're mm-hmm seeing the unseen hand of God
yes
is moving. And that gives me confidence. Everything's going to be all right. The providence of God is operating like he always has.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible is very clear. The heart of the king is like a stream of water
mm-hmm
that the Lord himself is guiding. And so we can rest assured we may not know how all this will unfold.
That's right.
But we do know that the Lord is highly involved.
Yes. And that we have this impending 8 p.m. deadline here that we are racing towards. And so what would you encourage people to pray right now for the president, Pastor Jackson? He's looking at all the information. He sees all the intelligence that all the political pundits don't see. He's got it all laid out before him right now. What would you encourage people to pray?
Well, I think the key is to pray that the president will have more than just human wisdom, right?
Yes.
He's got a lot of great people around him, but, you know, everyone's pulling him one way or the other, right?
Mm-hmm.
Being pulled this way, being pulled that way. That President Trump would be able to discern through all the different agendas, because everyone's got an agenda, right?
Yes.
He would be able to discern through that and would walk out the will of the Lord, because everyone's got a will. Everyone's got a perspective, an idea, an agenda. So President Trump, what we should pray for is divine wisdom, insight, and revelation, that he will hear all the voices around him, but he will follow the voice of the Lord that is speaking to his heart, which I know it is. And so that's what I would encourage people to pray for.
That he can hear the Lord through the noise.
Absolutely.
Go, that's the voice of my father.
That's the struggle all of us have in life, too. You know, we all have all these voices. And so amplify that by like 1,000 as the president of the United States, weighing the options that you have. And so that still small voice would speak to his heart and that he would follow that voice and that voice alone.
You know, I believe too, Pastor Jackson, and this time is not a mistake that you're running for Congress, because I think there is a shift that is happening that the Lord is beginning to put forth in Washington, D.C., even more so, to actually appoint God-fearing men and women in Congress, even more so right now, in order for what's coming going past 2028.
Very much so. And that's one of the reasons, you know, I'm doing this is, you know, I've got a good thing going. I got a great family. My church is phenomenal that they even let
me. He's a great pastor.
And it's pretty amazing they let me be their pastor. And life is good. And so it's like, why would you do this? You know, because anytime you run for office, you're signing your life away. You know, you're signing your life away. But I really do feel called to do this. Mm-hmm. And Amanda, you've been phenomenal in helping me on
Praise God.
Journey that I have been on. And, you know, I would just ask your audience to pray for me. Mm-hmm. If anybody's watching tonight in Oklahoma, hey, I need your support. I need your help. And, you know, maybe you've got people, and I know you do, all over the country that are in Iowa or New Jersey. And they're like, well, you know, what can I do? Well, I'll tell you, whoever is in Congress is going to have an impact on all of our lives, whether you live in Florida, whether you live
That's
in California.
Right.
And so something that could be very beneficial is if people feel compelled, because what I need to do right now is I got to get on TV, radio, we got to let the voters know that I'm running. And every dollar helps. And here, I want to do something special for your audience tonight, Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
I've got my new book. My new book, Divided.
Divided, yes.
Divided. Uh-huh. And so I want to send this to your viewers. If they'll help me with just a donation of $10 or more to the campaign, I'll send this signed copy to every single one of them. They go to jacksonlawmeyer.com. And like I said, I'll send them this book. It'll be signed. Now, listen, my signature may increase the value of the book or it may decrease the value of the book. But for $10, we'll send them this book right here. And I'm getting some good reviews on it. And so I do need help, though. This is something I can't pull off on my own. And anybody who could help us out, pray for me. Let people in Oklahoma know that I'm running. And then, like I said, every dollar helps us.
And so since Pastor Jackson has an insight into the White House as well, because he's in the Office of Faith, we will have him back on to give us a White House update. And we appreciate you with such pressing matters going on tonight, Pastor Jackson, for you coming on.
Amanda, we love you. Grateful love you. For all that you're doing. And thanks for having me on.
God bless you.
Thank you.
And that was Pastor Jackson of the White House Office of Faith. They are fervently praying for the president tonight as he makes this monumental, globally altering decision that is approaching us at 8 p.m. Now, This is a good lead-in for me because we're going to talk about the madman strategy here. We're going to talk about President Trump and how it ties to David. We are going to talk about why he's doing this and how King David himself did this when he found himself dealing with a nation that was barbaric, with a nation that was pagan, with a nation that wanted to see his people destroyed. How did David deal with this? And we're going to talk about this. So we're going to put up the article first. Trump's strategy with Iran is the madman theory, an international law expert explains. An international law expert says the U.S. president appears to be employing what's known as the madman theory in an attempt to end the war in Iran. In an expletive-laden post overnight, Donald Trump vowed to strike Iran's power plants and bridges if the country's leaders don't reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Now, where do we see this in scripture? Where do we see David actually do something similar in scripture? We see it in 1 Samuel chapter 21, verses 12 through 14, and 12 plus 14 happens to be 26. And we're in the year 2026. And this is what we are watching unfold before our very eyes. So 1 Samuel 21, verses 12 through 14 says, David took these words to heart and was greatly afraid of Achish, king of Gath. So he changed his behavior in their sight and acted insanely in their hands. And he scribbled on the doors of the gate and drooled on his beard. Then Achish said to his servants, "Look, you see that the man is insane. Why have you brought him to me? Do I lack madmen that you bring this one to behave like a madman in my presence? Shall this one come into my house?" And the Philistines were crazy. I don't know how else to say it. They were crazy, the Philistines. They were a few fries short of a Happy Meal. And we have seen this with them in scripture over and over again. And what does David do? He decides to act like a madman in the presence of the leadership of the Philistines in order to throw them off, right? And in order to cause them to back off of their mark. Another example in scripture, Jehu. When Jehu was anointed by Elisha, right? Elisha's servant goes and anoints Jehu, and he drives like a madman. In fact, we're going to get the scripture up here to show you this, because there are multiple points in scripture where we see this happen. So we're going to get this up in order to read this to you. 2 Kings, okay. 2 Kings 9 it's in. So let's get up 2 Kings 9, and then we're going to read it. 2 Kings 9, okay. We'll start with verse 17. Now the watchman was standing on the tower in Jezreel, and he saw the crowd with Jehu as he approached and said, "I see a company." And Joram said, "Send a horseman to meet them." And Avim asked, "Do you come in peace?" So the horseman went to meet him and said, "Thus says the king, do you come in peace?" And Jehu said, "What have you to do with peace? Rein in behind me." And the watchman reported, "The messenger approached them, but he has not returned." Then Joram sent out a second horseman who approached them and said, "Thus says the king, do you come in peace?" Jehu replied, "What have you to do with peace? Rein in behind me." And the watchman reported, "He approached them, but he has not returned. And the driving of the chariot is like that of Jehu, the son of Nimshi, for he drives furiously," or he drives like a madman. And so when Jehu is approaching, anointed by God to deal with the house of Ahab and Jezebel, he is driving furiously. He is driving like a madman. He's taken the messengers with them and overpowering them right there. and having them join his side, and he is coming in that way. Jehu came in like a mad man in that moment because he had been anointed to deal with the house of Ahab and Jezebel. And Ahab and Jezebel weren't going to listen to please stop. They weren't going to listen to stop worshiping Baal. They weren't going to listen to stop destroying the prophets of God. They weren't listening to any of that. In fact, they were slaughtering them. They slaughtered Naboth for his vineyard, and they were acting like bloodthirsty madmen themselves. So God then anoints a madman named Jehu, who's just crazy enough under the anointing of God to come in furiously to take out the house of Ahab and Jezebel, destroy the altar of Baal, and rededicate Israel back to the Lord and cleanse the land of its filth. There are multiple examples in Scripture where we see this happen. We see David implore this tactic. We see Jehu. And both times it was to deal with extreme wickedness that they were facing. They were facing madmen themselves. They were facing wicked regimes. They were facing pagan regimes. They were facing regimes that were killing the people of God and slaughtering their own people. Ahab and Jezebel were slaughtering their own people in order to try to keep a heavy hand of oppressive rule on that area. And Jehu, with the way he thought and the way he acted, was just crazy enough to come in there driving so furious it was making the king and his court nervous. Jehu was acting like more of a madman than Ahab and Jezebel were in that moment, because he was anointed to take them down. And to take them down, you have to be anointed at a level to go beyond what they are willing to do. And we are watching that unfold before our very eyes in this hour. In fact, there are 55 minutes left before this deadline approaches at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 55 minutes right now remains. We are all interceding. We are all praying for President Trump to have wisdom in this. I understand people did not understand his tirade, but he's speaking the language of Ishmael in this very hour to deal with them the way Jehu came in driving like a madman to speak the language of Ahab and Jezebel to take them down. The way David came in up against King Achish of the Philistines in order to back King Achish off and say, this guy's even too crazy for me. And he backed off of his mark, because you have to speak the language of the leadership you are dealing with. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a standard against him like a flood. It doesn't say a stream. It doesn't say a river. It says a flood. And we are watching that mount in this hour. We need to understand that Almighty God has a schedule according to the book of Revelation. There is a schedule in which events are set to happen. They cannot happen any sooner than Almighty God has ordained for them to happen. And that war of Ezekiel, led by Persia, has to happen in the right day, in the right time, in the right year, in the right hour. And what we are watching is an adjustment of the clock happen before our very eyes. And it is happening on Passover. Of all times, this could have happened. Of all times, the Ayatollah could have been killed. It was Purim. The man Ayatollah Ali Khomeini that has Haman and Amalek hidden in his name. Of all times, we could have had this. And I want to show you something. If you don't believe me about this being hidden in Scripture, 1 Samuel 21, 12 through 14, the account of David and King Achish that I read. Let me show you what's hidden within this particular, the odds of this being hidden in this particular Scripture is slim. And this is what is hidden in 1 Samuel 21, 12 through 14, which equals 26. President Trump, madman, Passover, Iran war, Islam. Hidden within 1 Samuel 21, 12 through 14, of all the scriptures that this could be hidden, it's this one. President Trump, madman, Passover, Iran war, Islam, and Ishmael as well is hidden within this scripture. This is not an accident that this is hidden in here. This is not an accident. It's this particular scripture that you can actually spell the events unfolding before our very eyes within this scripture. It is an alignment because the word of God is layered. It is living and active. It is current for every generation. It goes so much deeper than you think. It's not a bunch of ancient writings that were for an ancient day. It is a book that is prophetic. It is a book that is futuristic. It is a book written by an almighty God who's already in the future speaking to us in the present. This book was written by Almighty God through his servants that was speaking to them from the future in the present and layering the texts with such incredible insight, wisdom, and events to minister to a modern day world that is so sold out on technology and AI and Burger King, Amazon, shipping 2 day, have it your way. And the scriptures, how God has layered them, is meant to challenge people to rethink all of that. That is what it's meant to do. And that is hidden within the scriptures because the Bible is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of soul and spirit, of joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Almighty God wrote this book. Would we expect events of modern day not to be hidden in it? Almighty God, who is outside of space and time, who's already in the future speaking us into the present, would we really think that the Bible would not be layered back then with events happening within modern day, that it wouldn't be hidden in it? No, it is, because then only a divine being that sees all and knows all could have written it through his servants. And we have to recognize that about the word of God in this time and in this day. We have to recognize that. And we have to recognize too that none of us are in the position that President Trump is in right now. None of us are looking at all the intelligence that's on the table, looking at all the reports, looking at all the people slaughtered in Iran, looking at every detail, and the weight of that decision rests on what you do. This is why Pastor Jackson said he needs divine wisdom in this. He needs the wisdom and the command of Almighty God in this, because ultimately the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and he raised kings up and he brings them low, and he raises up adversaries to bring judgment on leaders of nations. That is scriptural. And right now President Trump needs the clarity and the wisdom to make these very weighty decisions that many of us will never ever know the heaviness of the weight that they are. So it's easy for the political pundits and the conservative podcasters and everybody to throw their hat in the ring and just say superficially what they see. It's harder to have all the evidence before you and have to make the right decision. And that is what is unfolding in this very hour. All the evidence is on the table, and there's a decision that has to be made. And ultimately, Trump is responsible for doing what Almighty God in this moment wants done. That's what he's accountable for. What Almighty God is saying to do and yielding to that in this hour. In fact, all presidents should be doing that. All presidents should be worrying less about what the political pundits are saying and more about what Almighty God is saying and what Almighty God wants and his agenda and what he says and what he sees and how he feels and his judgments from his courts under his jurisdiction that last forever. ever. That is what the leaders of the world in this hour should be concerning themselves with. You know why the Ayatollah is dead? Because he didn't concern himself with that. He chose to go the way of Ishmael and the way of Cain. He did not concern himself with what Almighty God and Jesus Christ was speaking in that hour. And leadership of the world in this hour better heed to that, or they will be judged. This is the moment. Almighty God, who changes not, who neither sleeps nor slumbers, did this with Pharaoh in Egypt in the book of Exodus. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he's doing it now in this hour. Pharaoh faced off against him and lost. The Philistines faced off against him and lost. The Ayatollah's regime faced off against him and lost. The leaders of the world should be concerning themselves in this hour with the jurisdiction of Almighty God in his court and his decrees and what he's speaking and what he's saying and what he wants for the nations of the earth in this hour, not what mortal men in the flesh want to accomplish in their exploits. All leaders should humble themselves right now before Almighty God. All leadership in the world, with the nations, and with the church. Leadership should humble themselves in the presence of Almighty God in this hour. His agenda is not to be toyed with. His word is not to be tainted. His excellency is not to be mocked. Because he is God and there is no other. El Shaddai, Adonai, Yahweh, Yeshua HaMashiach, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he's coming in this hour to deal with the nations of the earth. He's bringing deliverances to the underground church. He hears the cries out of Nigeria. He hears the cries out of Kenya. He hears the cries out of the Middle East of his people. And Almighty God is raising up Jehus in this hour. He is raising up deliverers for those people. He is raising up Gideons in this hour. He is raising them up in these nations because the cup of iniquity has become full. And in this time, the leadership of the nations of the earth will be poured out. They either walk circumspectly before the Lord or they fall into the pit that they have dug for others. Europe is about to see a wave of this come across their nations. Europe is about to see a wave of this come. Australia, on the heels of Passover and Good Friday, their skies turned blood red before a cyclone. Blood red. There are phenomena happening within the earth, within this window between Purim and Passover, we have to take notice of, that is dealing with the leadership of the earth. The Saudi royal family, North Korea and its leader, Russia and China. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? I, the Lord, will hold them in derision. Psalm 2. Psalm 2. In fact, I'm going to read Psalm 2. Why are the nations in an uproar against God? And why do the people devise a vain and hopeless plot? The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed. Let us break apart their divine bands of restraint and cast away their cords of control from us. He who sits enthroned in the heavens laughs at their rebellion. The sovereign Lord scoffs at them. Then he will speak to them in his profound anger and terrify them with his displeasure, saying, yet as for me, I have anointed and firmly installed my king upon Zion, my holy mountain. I will declare the decree of the Lord. He said to me, you are my son. This day I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will assuredly give you the nations as your inheritance and the ends of the earth as your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall shatter them like earthenware. Now, therefore, O kings, act wisely. Be instructed and take warning, O leaders of the earth. Worship the Lord and serve him with reverence. Rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son so that he does not become angry and you perish in the way, for his wrath may soon be kindled and set aflame. How blessed are all those who take refuge in him. We are in the time of Psalm 2. We are in the time of Psalm 2. We are actively watching Psalm 2 unfold within the nations of the earth. Okay, we are getting some breaking news, it looks like. Some people are putting, we have to check it, but that they've opened the strait. We're going to check this and see, but some people are putting in the chat that the Strait of Hormuz has been opened. We are going to try to look and see if we can confirm this. If not, 8 o'clock, they have opened the strait. Okay, we have breaking news. We can put, hopefully we can get this up for you. But it looks like that Iran has opened the Strait of Hormuz while we have been on live. This has been unfolding. And so we're going to get it up for you. The ceasefire has been confirmed. This is all breaking news that is happening right now, that there has been a deal reached and that they have opened the Strait of Hormuz. And it looks like before the 8 o'clock deadline, this has happened, because this is how you deal with Ishmael. All the conservative pundits who are full of hot air wanted to do nothing but criticize President Trump for his harsh and erratic tactics. Well, Ishmael is a wild man, and those tactics were employed and applied to a wild man right now, seeking to lash out. Trump agrees to 2-week ceasefire if Iran opens the Strait of Hormuz. So now what we're doing is we're waiting for them to open the strait, I believe. I don't know if they've opened it yet. Some people are saying they've opened it. We are looking right now to see, because this is all unfolding before our very eyes. But we are watching Ishmael get dealt with like the wild man that he is. And in order to do that, President Trump had to act even wilder publicly than they. And we are watching this very hour that tactic that looks rough, that looks erratic, that looks crazy. We are watching it subdue a nation of the earth that Ishmael reigns over in this hour. So we're trying to get some more confirmation for you, because this is what's going on. Okay, and we will see what we can find for you. Our team is working diligently right now behind the scenes to get this for you. But we are watching this actively on Passover. First of all, the showdown happened, right? Over a body of water. And this I perceive to be from the Holy Spirit. Okay, Trump announces 2-week ceasefire in Iran war contingent on Iran reopening the Strait of Hormuz. Ahead of his 8 p.m. deadline, President Trump announced that he has agreed to a 2-week ceasefire with Iran, provided Iran agrees to a complete, immediate, and safe opening of the Strait of Hormuz while negotiations mediated by Pakistan continue. Mr. Trump wrote on Truth Social that Iran provided a 10-point peace proposal, calling it a workable basis on which to negotiate. I want to show you something here, how this aligns with Passover. Moses and Pharaoh and Almighty God had a showdown over what? A body of water. At the Red Sea, is at Baal Zephon, is where the showdown happens between Almighty God and Pharaoh and Baal. Now, before the Ayatollah died, about 12 days prior, they march a statue of Baal out and set it on fire in Iran. Now, during Passover, the showdown happens over a body of water, the Strait of Hormuz. So at a body of water, the showdown between President Trump, the leadership of Iran, Almighty God, right, and Baal happen over a body of water. Just like it happened over a body of water in the Exodus account between Moses, Pharaoh, Almighty God, and Baal. We are watching this actively unfold over a body of water, and we are watching Iran in real time yield to the demands and yield to the tactics of President Trump dealing with them as Ishmael, the wild donkey of a man. We are watching this very hour unfold before our very eyes on Passover. We have 2 days left in Passover right now. It ends April 9th. On 4/7, the 47th president applied the pressure to Ishmael, the wild man, and Almighty God's intervention right now has Iran yielding in this very hour on Passover. This is not random. This is not a mistake. This is not a coincidence that all of this showdown just happened on Passover and Iran yielded, testifies to the power of Almighty God in this time. And that as he broke the leadership of Egypt at the Red Sea, so he has broken the leadership of Iran, it appears, over the Strait of Hormuz. And this is all unfolding on Passover. Now, I want to warn you of something right now, because I perceive this to be the Holy Spirit. When Pharaoh told Moses to take the people and leave Egypt, they got to the body of water. And the Lord stirred up Pharaoh one more time and hardened his heart one more time. And Pharaoh, with his whole army, came out against Israel at that body of water. And it was at that body of water they were broken and destroyed to not be rebuilt again. Don't be surprised if in these next 2 days the Iranian leadership hardens their heart one more time and makes one last attempt to circumvent the administration, and they are completely broken into submission. Do not be surprised if we watch a once more round of the hardening of the heart of the leadership of Iran on Passover, in order that God may demonstrate his power in the earth and break them before the world. I'm just saying, don't be surprised if this happens, because Pharaoh let the people go and then hardened his heart one more time. Right now, we're watching a deal be made, a showdown happen over a body of water, and we're watching a 2-week ceasefire occur on 4/7 with the 47th president of the United States after a 47-year regime fell. Don't be surprised if one more time this happens and their heart is hardened and one more time they come out with their army and they attempt to assert dominance. This is the way this is going. We are watching the Passover account, in a way, the parallels of it play out in modern day with this showdown that we are literally watching unfold on Passover. I do not trust Iran either. I don't trust anyone that comes from the line of Ishmael necessarily in their dealings. And so God, Almighty God, did not trust Pharaoh. And that's why Almighty God had a plan at the Red Sea to deliver his people, to challenge Baal at Baal Zephon, and to destroy the Egyptian army at the sea. Don't be surprised either if there is an incident in the next few days at the Strait of Hormuz. Don't be surprised if hearts get hardened and we watch an international incident occur at the Strait of Hormuz. The showdown is happening at a body of water. It is happening over it. We are watching it happen before our very eyes. But do not be surprised, because we're watching this happen, and we are watching the wild man Ishmael be subdued. And we are watching a Psalm 2 moment happen within the earth. So it is incredible to watch this unfold live with all of you on Passover, as we continue to watch the news unfold here. I will, let's see here, as we're continuing to look for any updates. Here we go. I'm just looking to see right now what's on Fox News. Trump makes major announcement about Iran ahead of deadline. A double-sided ceasefire. Trump pauses Iran strikes for 2 weeks to negotiate a 10-point peace plan. There were 10 plagues in Egypt, if you recall, in the book of Exodus. President Donald Trump has set an 8 p.m. deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, or else the U.S. will begin targeting the nation's power plants. Okay, so he's giving them until 8 to open the strait right now. I believe they have, he'll pause the strikes for 2 weeks, but apparently they have to open the Strait of Hormuz today. Let me see, but we're all still looking here to see what is unfolding before our very eyes here. But it looks like he is giving them, they have to do it by tonight. This is what it's looking like right now. They have to reopen the strait by tonight for this 2 week ceasefire to remain intact. So yes, for a 10-point peace plan, and there were 10 plagues in Egypt, and we're watching all of this unfold incredibly on Passover. We watched the Ayatollah and what happened on Purim, and now we're watching the showdown at a body of water happen on Passover. I mean, we are watching incredible biblical parallels, is what I'm saying. The imagery of what's happening aligns with biblically some things we have seen in the Passover account, in the Purim account. We are watching them play out in modern day with modern circumstances, with a modern globe that is shifting. And so that is absolutely incredible. And you know what? We praise the Lord, because these wicked, wicked people were going to use their people as human shields. And that is wickedness. And the Lord is still going to deal with their leadership. He is not done. Just because President Trump has said he'll give them a 2 week ceasefire does not mean the Lord is done dealing with them. The Lord showed Pharaoh mercy by giving him his life when he let the people go. But when his heart was hardened and he was stirred up to come to the Red Sea, it destroyed his entire army. And what did the Lord keep telling Moses to tell Pharaoh? Let my people go, that they may serve me. Leadership of Iran this night, you let the church of Iran go, that they may serve Almighty God. Let them go. Let them go from the threats. Let them go from the butchering. Let them go from the death. Let them go from the shackles. Let the church of Iran go in this hour to worship Almighty God in this time. Let them go. Let the church of Iran go. Because if you don't, you will see your fate as Pharaoh's, with his army decimated, even more so than has already happened. We're watching that unfold on Passover. It is incredible, incredible, incredible to watch this right now. And Passover ends April 9th. So we're coming down to the wire with this, how all of this is unfolding on Passover. And it is absolutely biblical and incredible to watch this unfold. So we praise Almighty God for it. And let me tell you, this is a good time to put this up because Brace for Impact came out today everywhere books are sold. And look at what we're watching happen. So April 7th was the day that was chosen a while ago for Brace for Impact to be released everywhere books are sold. You can order it now. You don't have to pre-order it. You can order it and get it delivered to you in a couple of days or so. So if you go to arcofgrace.org, you can click on Brace for Impact and it'll take you to Amazon. It's also available on Charisma Media, Barnes & Noble, and anywhere books are sold. It is prophetic. It is a book for this time. It is a book that speaks all the way up to 2028 and beyond. And so I thank everybody who has purchased it already, but it is out today. You can buy it today. You can go and order it and have it in just a couple of days. And if you know people that need to understand what is going on right now in the earth, as we do Brace for Impact with what has been going on in the world, this book will help prophetically break down and explain what is unfolding in the earth. So I give all glory to God that this book came to be, that he had me write this book. And I thank Charisma Media as well. But this is out today on Amazon, on Charisma Media, on Barnes & Noble, and everywhere books are sold. I find it incredibly prophetic that April 7th was chosen as a date by Charisma months and months and months and months and months ago to release this book. And this book is released on the day that on Passover, President Trump and Iran reach a ceasefire deal over the Strait of Hormuz. You can't make this up that this has happened today. So all glory be to God. And you know what? Brace for impact, people. Brace for impact, because that's the kind of time we are in. Also, we have the GodWinsAlbum.com. You can go there. You can listen to some of the songs that I actually helped write with Clay Clark and Brett Rayo. So if you go to God Wins Album, you can learn all about it. You can sample the songs that are there. Worship songs, battle cries to get you going through your day in the times we are in. And we're going to put up just Andrew Sorcini at the end also. Andrew Sorcini has Beverly Hills Precious Metals. You can text him at 310-433-3524 or email him, Andrew, at bh-pm.com. No matter what price point you are at, if you can't meet the minimum, call Andrew anyway. Him and Clay have come up with creative ideas with myself to help people who still want to invest. They have some creative ideas that they're helping people with right now. So please contact them anyway, and just tell them that we sent you. But he is knowledgeable in all things gold, silver, gold-backed IRAs, given what is happening right now in the earth. I think this coin, Cyrus Faithful Shepherd, speaks to what is happening right now in the earth. In God we trust, saving grace. It is called the Cyrus coin, actually. And you can contact Andrew today to learn more. So, praise the Lord. All glory be to God. What a night that this happens. And that Pastor Jackson comes on too from the White House Office of Faith. And live we watch a deal apparently be made right now on Passover. So thank you everyone for joining us. Thank you to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team who stayed on with us. We will be back on Thursday. If something, you know, wild, big, whatever you want to call it, happens before that, you may see us on sooner than Thursday, but we will be back on live, I believe, Thursday, but we will announce. So thank you, everyone. God bless you. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day and encourage you to say it every single day. Also, we encourage you as well in these other Psalms, 123, 34, 35, and 51, create in me a clean heart, O God. Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19 from the Believer's Authority. I say those scriptures every single day, as well as the Lord's Prayer from Matthew 6. I say that in the evening as well. We have Hebrews 11 up there and also the book of Exodus. If you have not read the book of Exodus recently, go back, read the account of Exodus, what Almighty God put on a demonstration for his people before the earth, broke the superpower of the world, did only what Almighty God could. So I encourage you to just read it in the time we are in. These are biblical times. These are incredible times. And these are times where the fear of the Lord truly is the beginning of wisdom. Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Keep the faith. God bless.